In this bulletin, Victoria's state of emergency extended amid warnings of a crisis in disability care. The federal government urged to ensure Australians have access to a COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, the AFL has apologised to Western Australia's Premier after a player breached quarantine rules. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Lee. Victoria's state of emergency has been extended by 4 weeks as the state registers 279 new COVID-19 cases and 16 deaths. There are concerns of an imminent crisis in the disability care sector as the number of active infections in disability accommodation rises to 82. Residents of Hambleton House, a special accommodation facility in Alfred Park, have been seen wandering the streets despite an active outbreak at the facility. Amid calls for an aged care-style rapid response centre to be launched for the sector, Premier Daniel Andrews says he wants federal government assistance.
I think that as good as that is, a state-established rapid response centre, I think the better way to go would be to have a governance framework, have a system that is exactly the same as private sector aged care. And that's, I think, what we're talking to the Commonwealth about.
New South Wales has recorded 5 new coronavirus cases and 1 death today. The deceased man was aged in his 80s. His death takes New South Wales' COVID-19 death toll to 54, and combined with today's 16 deaths in Victoria, the national death toll is now 396. 3 of the 5 new infections are linked to the Tangara School for Girls cluster. These 3 are close contacts of previously reported cases. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty of New South Wales Health says people who are at the following venues and the following times are casual contacts of these people who should watch closely for COVID-19 symptoms and get tested and self-isolate if they get any.
These are the crust pizza at Concord on Thursday the 6th of August between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. or Friday the 7th of August between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. Den Sushi Rose Bay on Saturday the 8th of August between 7:15 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Cafe Perrons in Double Bay on Saturday the 8th of August between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. and Horden's Restaurant at Milton Park Country House Hotel and Spa in Barrel on Sunday the 2nd of August between 7:45 p.m. and 9:15 p.m.
The other 2 new cases are a man from Western Sydney in his 40s and a close contact of his. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is flagging some coronavirus restrictions impacting her state's tourism sector could be lifted by next month. Queensland has recorded 0 new cases of the virus today, and the state has just 9 active cases. Ms. Palaszczuk says if community transmission remains low, the aforementioned restrictions could be lifted. Ms. Palaszczuk is crediting Queensland's hard border with helping her state's economy partially reopen. She says Queenslanders doing the right thing means they are better off at the moment than many others in Australia.
Until there is a vaccine, life will not return to normal, but we are very grateful that in Queensland, because Queenslanders are doing the right thing, we are able to have life in a semi-normal fashion.
4 men have been fined after trying to circumvent that hard border by sailing a houseboat from New South Wales to Cairns. Labor is urging the government to take further action to ensure Australians have access to a COVID-19 vaccine once it is available. The opposition is welcoming Health Minister Greg Hunt's announcement the government is close to securing a supply deal for a vaccine. Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen says Australia has been slow to act compared to other countries, with 20 such agreements already made around the world.
A vaccine does not save lives. Vaccinations save lives. And we need, when the vaccine is proven and available, Australians to have access to that vaccine. We need at least 60% of the population to be vaccinated as soon as possible, and of course, in due course, every Australian to be vaccinated.
In sport, the AFL has apologised to Western Australia's Premier after a player was caught flouting the state's quarantine rules. Sydney player Elijah Taylor has been banned for the rest of the season after his partner entered the team's Perth quarantine hub without authorisation. The Swans have been fined $50,000, with Premier Mark McGowan warning the couple could be charged. Mr. McGowan has labelled the incident disappointing and says it's a letdown by both the AFL and the Swans. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing, 15 degrees. Adelaide, shower or two, 17. Melbourne, much the same, 16. Hobart, shower or two, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, sunny and 20. Brisbane, much the same, 23. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.